everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Did you know that Japan is made up of 6,852 islands? Yes, you heard me right. That's a lot of different islands. Well, Okinawa is one of those 6,852 islands. Well, we are going to continue learning about this amazing island now in a lesson called Okinawa. And here's a fun phrase that you will learn about later, clear as mud. What does it mean if someone says that something is clear as mud? Don't worry, you will find out later on. And the next phrase is to take advantage of. Okay, friends, open up your magazines, and it's time for us to go find Gabe. Let's go.
Okinawa. Okinawa's best attraction, however, is its world-class snorkeling. We were amazed by the crystal-clear water, which you can enjoy at any time of the year. We found a shop near Ona that offered a great tour package, including full gear and a guide. If you have a diving license, you can take advantage of the amazing dive sites near the island. But if you don't, you can try an adventure dive in shallow water with an experienced instructor.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看的是 crystal clear 这个形容词。Crystal 是指水晶，所以 crystal clear 像水晶一样透明的，意思就是指清澈透明的。例如 the lake water is crystal clear, you can almost see the bottom of the lake. 这个湖的湖水清澈透明，你似乎可以看到湖底。或者是 Daniel always polishes his windshield till it's crystal clear.Daniel 总是一定要把挡风玻璃擦到透亮为止。Crystal clear 也指一目了然的或者是显而易见的。例如 It's crystal clear that the defendant is guilty. 显而易见的这位被告是有罪的。接下来我们看的是 license 这个名词。License 是指执照、许可证或者是牌照。英式的拼法是字尾是 CE 而不是 SE。例如 Charlie forgot about renewing his driver's license, so it expired last month. Charlie 忘了去更新他的驾照，因此上个月驾照过期了。或者是 Only a few bars on the island have a license to sell alcoholic beverages. 这座岛上只有少数酒吧有贩卖酒类饮料的执照。License 也可以当动词，意思是指授予证照或者是许可。例如 You need to be licensed to fly a helicopter. 你必须要有执照才能够驾驶直升机。
Okay, well, it's time for us to learn more about Okinawa's attractions. Things that you can do in Okinawa. We learn Okinawa's best attraction, however...is its world-class snorkeling. So if you're interested in the water and you like to snorkel, Okinawa would be a great place to go. And here in the picture, we see our author, Josh, and his wife, Pauline. And this is Pauline's mom and dad.
Oh, man, it looks like they had a great time. I would love to go snorkeling, and I think that Okinawa sounds like the best place to do it.World-class snorkeling. Did you go snorkeling when you were there, Rebecca?
Actually, when I went to Okinawa, I did not go snorkeling.
You didn't?
I didn't, no, because it was too cold.
Oh.
I went in December, January time frame, and it was a little bit too cold to actually go into the water.
Right, it's a little bit chilly.
Yes.
Well, maybe next time. Mm-hmm. While we continue here, we were amazed by the crystal clear water, which you can enjoy at any time of the year. Now, that's cool. Okay, some places, maybe it's really clear at sometimes, but not all the time. It's got crystal clear water all year round.
Now, of course, we see the phrase crystal clear here in our lesson. Now, the opposite of that is a fun phrase that we would like you to know, is clear as mud. What does it mean if we say, wow, you are definitely clear as mud? It just means that something is very difficult to understand.
Yeah, not clear at all. For example, maybe you need directions to get somewhere, so someone draws out some directions for you. They give you the piece of paper, and you look at it, you turn it around. You're not sure what it's saying. You could say, thanks for the directions, but they're clear as mud.
Mm-hmm. Meaning that they're very difficult to understand. So friends, practice using this phrase, clear as mud. Well, we read, or we continue on, we were amazed by the crystal clear water, which you can enjoy at any time of the year. We found a shop near Anna that offered a great tour package, including full gear and a guide.
Okay, and so you can go snorkel Okinawa, but we read on here about a related activity. If you have a diving license, you can take advantage of the amazing dive sites near the island. Do you have a diving license? Actually, no, I know the answer. Rebecca, you are a certified scuba diver.
Hey, right? That's a great phrase, certified diver. Yes, I am a certified diver. Actually, we both became certified divers at the same time several years ago. But let's talk about this phrase, certified diver. This is just someone who has gone through the appropriate training and is now recognized as one who is authorized to dive safely.
And so if you've gone through the courses, you know, and become a certified diver, then you might get something like this to show that you are a certified diver. This is my diving license or certification. You could say that I am scuba certified.
Ah, right. You are scuba certified. Does that mean, Gabe, that you can dive anywhere you want to dive?
That's a very good question. Okay, so there are many different levels, right? Friends, if you haven't gotten your scuba certification yet, then maybe you don't know this, but what I have is the most basic one. It's called the open water certification. So I'm not an advanced diver. And so what that means is usually I need to hire a guide still to go with me.
That's right. It's kind of important to do that when you're still a beginner diver. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a diving license or you're a certified diver, you can take advantage of the amazing dive sites near the island. Now, we're going to take a look at the phrase to take advantage of. This just means that you use the good things in a situation.
That's right. Now, we wanted to talk about this phrase. You've probably learned this phrase before, but it's very important to use this phrase in the proper way. So, friends, we can take advantage of things, but if you take advantage of people, that's a negative meaning, okay? So you can say, I want to take advantage of something, but don't say, I want to take advantage of you. That doesn't sound very nice. So for a clearer example, I want to take advantage of the time that I have with you. Don't say, I want to take advantage of you.
Right. And sometimes if you feel like people, all they want is your money, or all they want is because you're a very giving person, you might feel like people are taking advantage of you.
That's right. So in Chinese, friends, you probably guessed it. That's li yong, if you take advantage of people, right? So don't do that.
No. Well, we continue. But if you don't, you can try an adventure dive in shallow water with an experienced instructor. Well, later on, we're going to read about food. Did you know that you are what you eat?
I'm a hamburger?
Speaking of that, let's go ahead and learn about this in the Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, I want to talk about food.
Food is always a popular topic to discuss because, well, we all like to eat. And there is a great phrase in English for us to look at. You are what you eat.
This is a very interesting phrase that literally means the food you eat has a direct impact on your physical body and health.
With our current understanding of nutrition, this phrase does seem to be true. Many people believe that if you want to lose weight or lead a healthier life, you need to start with changing your diet.
Now, there is still a lot of debate about what food should be included as part of a healthy diet. Should it be high protein, low carb, low calorie, high fruit and vegetable, vegetarian, vegan, paleo? The list goes on.
The phrase, you are what you eat, seems to have its origin in the 1800s. Both a French food writer and a German philosopher wrote about the idea that the food we eat directly impacts our health.
So, the next time you are considering what food to enjoy, remember, you are what you eat. So, it's important to make healthy choices.
中国有一句成语，种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。 如果用来形容一个人的饮食，英文也有一句话， You are what you eat. 字面上就是你吃什么就会变成什么，你的饮食会决定你的健康。这几年这句话在营养保健领域中相当流行，这个观念也被广泛的宣导，要大家注意饮食，多吃一些健康食物。不过要吃什么种类的食物也引起了热烈讨论。其实 You are what you eat 这句话源自于19世纪一位法国作家和德国哲学家的理论。 他们曾经推广食物会直接影响健康的观念，一直流传到现在。 这就是今天的InfoCloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about Joshua Bickle's adventures in Okinawa. Now, we already learned that there is some world-class snorkeling in Okinawa and great diving sites. But if you're not a certified diver, there are also some adventure dives that you can try. But what about the food? Let's learn a little bit about that now.
Okinawa. Every season is the right season for good food. People have long connected the local food to good health and long life. Okinawa is famous for the number of its people who live to be over 100. Mozuku is a special type of seaweed cultivated there. It is sought after for its unique flavor and healthy properties. Our favorite way to eat it, deep fried. Plus, we loved the ube, purple yam, and beni imo, purple sweet potato flavored ice cream. Any time of the year, you can find something fantastic to enjoy in Okinawa. We certainly did.
OK， 继续我们看 unique 这个形容词 ，uni 这个字首是指一个的，所以 unique 是指独特的或独一无二的。例如 ，Stephanie's unique taste in fashion has made her a very successful designer. Stephanie 对时尚的独到品味让她成为一位成功的设计师，或者是 the director's unique approach of storytelling captivates audiences easily. 这位导演独特的叙事方式轻易地引起观众们的关注。Unique 也指难得的或者是绝无仅有的。例如 Don't miss the unique opportunity to work with such a talented musician. 不要错过和如此有才华的音乐家一起工作的难得机会。 这我们看的是 fantastic 这个形容词 fantastic 是指极好的 极棒的 或者是了不起的 例如 my family and I had a fantastic time in Hawaii last Christmas 我和家人去年圣诞节在夏威夷度过了极美好的时光 或者是 Nathan is a fantastic guy everybody loves him Nathan 是一个很棒的家伙 每个人都喜欢他 fantastic 也可以指幻想的或奇幻的 例如 the fantastic creatures in the movie were created by a Japanese anime artist. 这部电影中的奇幻生物是由一位日本的动漫艺术家所创作的. And now let's get back to our teachers.
All right, let's get right into our lesson. We read, every season is the right season for good food. Who would disagree with that statement? Probably no one. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at the phrase right at the beginning. Every something is the right something. Now, you can use this phrase when you want to say that it doesn't matter when you do something, because whenever you do it, it's a good time.
That's right. For example, every day is the right day for learning English. So thank you for joining us here at Studio Classroom. You could use different words in those spots, right? So you could say every summer is the right time for swimming. But if this is true about Okinawa, that every season is the right season for good food, that means there's great food at Okinawa all year round. I want to go.
Oh, yeah. You should go. I'm telling you, Gabe. And of course, all of you friends, you should go to Okinawa too when you get a break. But not right now. We read, people have long connected the local food to good health and long life. Okinawa is famous for the number of its people who live to be over 100. That's crazy.
That actually is kind of crazy. I did not know that about Okinawa. So I guess that means if I visit, I'll see a lot of centenarians?
Centenarians? Hey, that's a great phrase. Well, it's actually a word. This just refers to someone who is 100 years or older.
You know what that reminds me of? Because I don't know a lot of centenarians, but there is one guy who just turned 100 years old earlier this year, and he's actually the co-founder of Studio Classroom, or our other name is Overseas Radio and Television. His name is Lee Haggerty, and he is a centenarian. But speaking of, our boss, Doris, she's not a centenarian yet, but she is a nonagenarian. Okay, so that means she's in her 90s.
Oh, that's a fun word right there. Practice saying that 100 times. Well, let's go ahead and move on. Mizuku is a special type of seaweed cultivated there. It is sought after for its unique flavor and healthy properties. Now let's take a look at this word, sought after. Now this can have many different meanings. A person could be sought after, which just means that it's wanted by many people. Or if something is sought after, that means that thing is wanted by many, many people.
So for an example of how to use it to talk about a person, Sam is a highly sought after person for his financial skills. Or Sam is highly sought after for his financial skills. A lot of people go to him for financial advice.
That's right. Well, we read our favorite way to eat it was deep fried. Plus we loved ube, which is purple ham, and benimo, which is a purple sweet potato flavored ice cream.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like ice cream, but purple sweet potato? That sounds unique.
Is that taro, Uto? It kind of sounds like it, or it looks like it anyway.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay, well, friends, at any time of the year, you can find something fantastic to enjoy in Okinawa. So, let's go!
Yeah, let's go to a review skit.
Oh, review skit. Okay, review skit. All right.
Okinawa is clear waters, white beaches, and nearby islands habitually attract tourists in the summertime. See, here comes one now.
Oh, excuse me. Do you live in Okinawa by any chance?
Yes, I do. How can I help you?
Great. I really want to see the humpback whales. Don't they journey to the warmer southern waters around here?
They do indeed.
Wow, so have you seen them recently?
Yes. I was swimming with them yesterday.
You were swimming with them?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I doubt that I could swim with them, but is there any way that I could get close to them?
Sure. You can board a boat from the island of Zamami that will take you on a 2-hour whale field adventure.
Wow, thank you. Is it okay if I ask you a few more questions?
Of course.
So, what else should I experience while I'm here in Okinawa?
You should see the Okinawa Chiraumi Aquarium and its phenomenal whale sharks and giant manta rays.
Really? Whale sharks at an aquarium?
Yes. And don't miss Okinawa World. You can tour a large natural cave with magnificent stalactites and stalagmites.
Sounds fascinating. Whatever stalactites and stalagmites are, anyway.
But Okinawa's best attraction is its world-class snorkeling. You have to enjoy the crystal clear water while you're here.
Wow. That sounds amazing. I hope you don't mind me asking, but I'm really curious how old you are.
I'm 103 years old.
You are over 100 years old?
That's right. Okinawa is famous for the number of its people who live to be over 100.
Wow. What's the secret?
It's because of our delicious food. It's good for health and a long life.
This Okinawa is amazing. I never want to leave.
Stay as long as you want and live to 100. But I'm sorry. I must go. My mother is waiting.
Okay, Gabe, so we had fun talking about Okinawa.
Yes, I want to go.
Especially that ice cream. So, which word do you think best describes the purple yam ice cream? Is it fantastic, unique, crystal clear, or licensed?
Well, you don't need a license to eat it. It is a crystal clear photo, but I don't really like that kind of ice cream, so maybe I wouldn't say it's fantastic, but it is unique.
It's unique. That's right. Good job, Gabe.
Thanks.
Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.